Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and we are back for another episode covering constipation at a different angle. And today's angle is just exploring thyroid disease and its connection with constipation after gastric sleeve and bypass surgeries. So if you've not listened to any of our other videos on constipation, this initially starts with our first video on constipation beyond fiber, fluids, and movement. So if you want to kind of listen to this in a progression, feel free to. It kind of lays the foundation of where we're going with all the different angles. But that might help lay the foundation a little better if you are just picking up on this podcast or YouTube video. So regardless, we are just uncovering different causes of constipation after weight loss surgery. So maybe you've tried increasing your fiber, your fluids, and your exercise, and you really didn't see an improvement. Or maybe you even saw that it got a little worse, and you feel perplexed, and you're having to take all of these different either prescription medications or over-the-counter medications or supplements just to have normal bowel movements. And you've maybe never even had an issue with constipation after bariatric surgery. And this is all new to you. So we're working on just a different angle to consider. And this video's angle is just looking at thyroid disease. So your thyroid is really just a butterfly-shaped gland that sits in the front of your neck. And it actually regulates your entire metabolic rate. So you will see an impact with your weight and your energy level. You will notice a difference with your memory and your mood. It's also involved in controlling your cholesterol and even female hormones. So it's very all-encompassing, and it's in every cell of our body. Thyroid hormones are needed in every cell of our body. So that's where it gets complicated. Because it's all about how much hormones are in that your thyroid is producing. So if your thyroid isn't producing enough, or if it's producing too much, that's when you can have some motility issues. When it's not working, you're gonna have to bear with me. There are several symptoms, and I don't want you to get hung up on any one or any combination of these symptoms, because these are symptoms for so many health conditions. Don't self-diagnose yourself with thyroid disease just from these symptoms. This is just a way to help you get the testing you need so that you can rule it out. So, and we'll cover the testing in just a little bit. But when your thyroid is not working, you will feel, and it's more towards the constipation phase. I'll kind of break it down with both types, but I will mostly be covering when your thyroid is not functioning well. So when it's not working, you're going to feel dull and depressed, tired, constipated, unexplained weight gain, dry skin, dry, thin hair. You'll also experience hair loss. You're going to have achy, tender joints and muscles, irregular and heavy periods, fertility problems, brain fog or impaired memory, sugar and carb cravings, high cholesterol, and a puffy face, and then also a cold intolerance. So you just feel cold all the time. So You've probably heard some of these symptoms on other things. So you can have cold intolerance with an iron deficiency. You can have, dry hair with, fat malabsorption issues or just low fat soluble vitamin levels. You can have hair loss with a low iron. There's so many different causes that have these same symptoms. So all I want you to think about is, hey, I do have some of these, because it doesn't require you to have every one of these symptoms to have a thyroid problem or have thyroid disease. You will likely have a combination of a few of these when you do have thyroid disease. I'm wanting you to seek out help if you are experiencing some of these and get the right testing done. So let's move on to some of that. So hormone production. Your TSH, or your thyroid stimulating hormone, is produced in the pituitary gland, which is in our brain. And it tells your thyroid to produce more of the hormones. And a healthy thyroid will produce T4 and T3 hormones. So when you are hyperthyroid, then you have too much hormones being produced, and it actually speeds up bowel activity. So you might be experiencing diarrhea or loose stools with hyper. When it's hypothyroidism, too little is produced and it slows motility, and you'll be more constipated, have abdominal pain and cramping and gas because things are not moving. So hypo is really where we're focused for the constipation. A key thing to understand is that if you have a high stress level, so this is where we... this is why I like to do a whole body approach. This is where I like to look at the person as a whole system and not individual organs, because that stress level, which we are all kind of exposed to and struggle with, can really impact so many different areas of our life, including our thyroid. So when we have high stress levels or high stress times, it suppresses our pituitary gland, which then can kind of send some confusing signals because that interferes with our TSH, our thyroid stimulating hormone production. And so you could have a normal TSH, but yet have poor conversion of T4 to T3, which is going to impact your levels, and you could still have hypothyroidism. So that's where you need a good physician that will listen to you. They're going to listen to all these symptoms and they're going to do the right tests. Personally, I've experienced this, and I have had several patients experience this. You might want to get with an endocrinologist or a functional medicine doctor. Those are my two best recommendations. I'm not going to say not all family doctors won't test all the right indicators, but in my experience, very few of them do. So if you, I would say most annual visits with your family doctor, they're going to be testing that TSH. And if it's not in abnormal reference ranges, they're not going to do anything about it. They're going to look at it as normal and say your thyroid's great. But maybe you're having all of these same issues and it's really not okay. So that's where you want to work with a good practitioner who is going to look at the whole picture. So they're not only going to test your TSH, but they're going to look at a full thyroid panel. And those are going to be lab tests like your T4, your T3, your free T4, free T3, your reverse T3, your antibodies. Those type of indicators to give you the full picture, because maybe some of those are not at the right level, even though your TSH is. So if you are struggling with constipation, get with your physician If he only checks the TSH, he or she will only test the TSH. Find a new physician who can do the full panel. And a good functional medicine provider would do that, or an endocrinologist would probably also do a pretty good job. So I hope that helps. If you're really struggling with constipation, check out your thyroid and make sure the right labs are drawn so that you get the full picture. Hope you guys enjoyed this video, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.